It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's get this done. Here's what the guesting looks like. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. That's top of hour number two. Gabe DiArmond from Power Mizzou, Missouri's site, and that is bottom of that second hour. They're pretty ticked off what the NCAA did to them, costing them the postseason football, baseball, and softball. So we'll talk to Gabe DiArmond about that. He's been on the show many times before. So that is the guesting today. Now, to the interaction part of the show. 888-702-5494. That's the phone number. That number is for you. You can dial it anytime you want. 888-702-5494 Twitter at Bill is King. And if you do want to email the show, and I've got a couple of emails to get to this morning. Bill is King 7, number 7 at gmail.com. So did anybody watching the Tennessee South Carolina basketball game? The top-ranked Vols, by the way, Jeremy Pruitt has, can you believe that literally in year one, Jeremy Pruitt has gotten Tennessee's basketball team to number one in the nation, and they're sustaining it. And all of you folks who doubted Jeremy Pruitt, it's incredible what he's done with that basketball program. Because you know that Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield, they were football. They were on the football team, and he moved them over. They were defensive ends, All-Americans. He moved them over. He's so talented, and now they're number one, and they're sustaining it. Anyways, did any of you look under the backboard in the floor seating and see the Cosby Cattlemen? Because I didn't. Yeah, I missed it. Now let me say this. When the game started, and it was an unusual start time, it was 5:30 Central. That's an odd start time. And when the game started, I had it on, but something, I don't remember what, something had me distracted. I was doing other things, and I wasn't concentrating on the Cosby Cattlemen. So I wasn't looking. Every time they shot free throws, I was not looking. It was only about halfway into the game that I thought, oh, I need to spot this. I need to be concentrating a little bit more. I'm off my game a little bit. But nobody on Twitter indicated that they saw the Cosby Cattlemen. He might have sold his tickets. When he called in yesterday, when he called in on Wednesday, he said that he had his tickets for sale, and if he could get similar pricing like he did this past weekend. When Florida came to town, the Cosby Cattlemen sold his pair for $600. He said if he could get similar money, he'd just sit at Calhoun's on the river, eat ribs, and have a couple dickles. That's what he indicated. Maybe he didn't get there. I didn't see an attractive Asian woman under there either. Remember, he said, look for me and the very attractive Asian lady. He's kind of quiet about that one. Next time he calls, should I try and pry into his private life a little bit? Let me know what you think about that, everybody. So, yeah, the Vols, I know we're not a local show per se at all. But the Vols sustaining it, man. And now you've got the Vols and Kentucky matchup coming up on Saturday in hoops. I guess I'm trying to kill off the audience with that right there, right? Speaking of that, speaking of the topic I was just on, here is an email from Danny, who works in New York. Matter of fact, his job is to drive into New York City. And because of his job, he has to listen to the replay, the podcast. Can't get it in real time because his job involves overnight trucking. So here he is, Danny. Bill, I work the midnight shift up here in the Big Apple, in the NYC. I'm driving into the city from upstate listening to your show on the replay because I miss it in the morning due to my work schedule. As I'm driving down the West Side Highway, I'm listening to Cosby's Call, and I could not stop laughing. I almost drove into the Hudson River. Quote, whizzing next to the ZZ Top guy. He says, Cosby is a national treasure. So glad he's back making more regular calls. Keep up the great show. Yeah, when Cosby called yesterday, he said, he was talking about when he lived here. Now, he's an East Tennessee guy. But he moved here in the 90s and lived here a couple of years. Just on a whim. No reason for it. Cosby Cattleman doesn't have to work. He's not like me and you that has to work, okay? Cosby Cattleman can just pack up and move anywhere anytime he wants. And he came here and moved to Wilco in the 90s and lived here a couple of years in the area. I think he said he moved over Mount Juliet too or something. Anyways, he was just talking about running into famous people in Nashville, all the country music stars and all the folks who come in here and either hang out or move here. And if you live here, it's not a big deal. But for people who don't live here, it seems to be a big deal. I have never once ever thought living in this area personally, wow, I may run into somebody famous. I just don't think that way. I don't care. To me, they're not famous. I'm not starstruck. But I get it. I understand that's a thing. So the Cosby Cattleman said he's down in the Gulch, which in the 90s wasn't really a thing. Now it's a big thing. Downtown, the Gulch. And he's at some sushi place that is now defunct. He's hanging out. And he says, I go into the bathroom to relieve myself. I'm at the urinal. And walking and occupying the urinal next to me is ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons, one of the most famous guitar players and certain names in music, right? He says, so I'm sitting there, or not sitting, standing there at my urinal next to Billy Gibbons, who is at his urinal relieving himself. That was his famous story. So that's what Danny's talking about. Danny, I am happy that we were able to make you giggle there. Ryan sends me on email overnight. It's a couple of comedy-type routines. And here's what it entails. And Karen brought this up earlier, might have been last week. Maybe it was this week. There is a rift going on between Texas and Texas A&M. Now, this this rift actually has gone on for their entire history. They hate each other. Now the Aggies hate Texas more than Texas hates the Aggies. But it's a big brother, little brother thing. And again, the Aggies hate Texas so much they left a league to get away from them. They left the Big 12 to get rid of what they consider the malodorous stench of Austin, Texas, and Texas fans in general. And the big rift right now, the latest rift, of course, again, they hate each other from the beginning, but the very latest is 24/7 Sports jumping Texas over the Aggies in recruiting rankings. That's being looked at as personal by the Aggies. That's not just one's three and one's four. That's being looked at. There is a conspiracy here. You know, in politics, both sides always have conspiracy theories about the other. Whatever side you're on now, okay? Left to right, right to left, whatever. There's always continuous conspiracy theories, right? Aggies have gone this direction. They think, and they're suggesting, that there was a rigged, the fix is in, concerted effort by 24/7 to jump Texas over the Aggies. Now, I know the inner workings of 24/7 dating back to the Rivals days because, again, you folks, I think you know this. The leadership at 24/7 is at the top, basically the same leadership at Rivals. What used to be Rivals. And they sold their company Rivals in like 07 to Yahoo for just under $100 million, like $99 million. I was there at the time. My cut was $20,000. I'm not kidding. I got a check for $20,000. That was my percentage. No, I'm not. That's not a joke. That is. I got a check for $20,000 for that. Everybody else got like 10, 20, 30 million bucks. I got $20K for it. That was 07. Matter of fact, I got the memo. We were in Omaha at the College World Series in June. June of 07. And I got the memo that $20K was coming my way for the sale. Anyways, so I can promise you, you don't know more about this than me. Nor does Karen or anybody else. And so, after they sold to Yahoo, they stayed for a little while, a couple of years. I don't remember how long. And then Yahoo, like they do, just ran everybody off. So, the ownership, which had all their millions now in their pocket, and they were just getting paid by Yahoo to run it, realized they could not work for Yahoo, so they just all said, bleep you, we're out of here. That's what happened. And this also coincided with when the economy started dying, so they started laying people off left and right. Yahoo did. And the offices that we occupied in Brentwood, with all the people there, became basically vacant because they just kept laying people off. So anyways, long story short, that's the same ownership, in essence now, that couple of years after that got back in the business and started 24/7 Sports. It's the same thing. Rivals is now a thing, even though it's not nearly as powerful as it was with the previous ownership. But and Bobby Burton, who I've known a long time, dating back to the 90s, is a Texas guy. He's one of Shannon Terry's the top guy, but Bobby was one of the original owners too. And he's a big Texas guy, and he's got the Texas site for 24/7. So the conspiracy is that the fix was in. And regardless of Brew McCoy leaving Southern Cal after about two or three weeks, and packing it up from the West Coast and heading to Texas, five-star receiver. The fix was in. Somehow they were going to get Texas ranked ahead of the Aggies. So that's what's going on, and I got an email about that this morning from Ryan. Now, there are no words here. It's just some funny skits and stuff that he sent to me. And the Aggies are in a big snit over this. I really didn't think it was that big of a deal, but the Aggies see this otherwise. They are in a big snit. Now, again, think about this, everybody. One is ranked number 3 nationally in the class of 19. One is ranked number 4. So both are good, but that's not the way the Aggies are looking at this. It's the fix was in, and however you were going to make this happen, you were going to jump Texas over the Aggies. Aggies, here's the deal. Aggies had their top-ranked class ever under Jimbo. Well, under Jimbo, but ever, regardless of who the head coach is. And the fix was so in, everybody, that the powers at 24/7 were not going to let that sit. We're not going to let that stand. So they figured out a way to jump Texas over the Aggies. Aggies have their best, highest-ranked class ever, but you know what? We're going to ruin your party and jump Texas over your little brother, Aggies, because we are Texas and you're not. We're the tea sippers. We're the ones who are entitled. We are the Cal Berkeley of the Southwest. And even though you've got your top-ranked class, it ain't going to be ranked better than ours. That's the conspiracy. Lots of conspiracies out there right now, everybody. That is a thing. Aggies feel like that is a legitimate thing. All right. Let me do this. I bloviated there and just looked and said we are past the break point. So let's get the first break. I would say I busted maybe a half grade right there in the first segment. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on I-40 West at 2nd Avenue. Another crash on Gallatin Pike South in the vicinity of Spring Hill Cemetery. Still clearing that crash on I-24 eastbound in Whites Creek at Briley near the airport. The eastern split is still slow at both I-24 and I-40 exits. ICU Security specializes in streaming live video. See what they can do for you. Log on to ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Welcome back to Smooth 92.2. I'm Dr. Love, and I want to hear the secret to your romantic success. We've got Brian on the line. Bry guy, what'd you do?
Well, I wanted to spice things up, so I surprised my wife with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery.
Ooh, and did those work, Brian?
You know they did, Dr. Love.
It doesn't take a relationship expert to know you can't go wrong with February Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Lisa, I remember the first time I saw you like it was yesterday. But it's not yesterday. It's today. The day I'm asking you to marry me. So will you? Lisa?
Sorry, I just played Lotto America and I think I won. What were you saying?
Oh, you know, what's mine is yours and all that jazz.
Right. Maybe if you'd finally pop the question.
Take the plunge and fall in love with Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Jimmy Johnson took home the win at the Clash from Daytona over the weekend, and William Byron sits on the pole for the Daytona 500 coming up this weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here as 2019 kicks off with a bang.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be in that area tomorrow. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. 888-702-5494 for Twitter at Bill is King. Chris Landry coming up, LandryFootball.com, and also Gabe DiArmond with the site Power Mizzou. Missouri's not happy either. Postseason bans and stuff. So, yeah, the conspiracy theorists are out there big time right now. Think about it. Ole Miss gets 33 games vacated. NCAA keeps tacking on there. I think they're finished. Missouri gets a postseason ban in three sports. North Carolina basketball gets nothing. Lots of conspiracy out there, folks. And like we talked about, 24/7 sports was bound and determined to jump the Aggies' best class ever with their prized possession, Texas. The fix was in there, too. That's the conspiracy theory. 3-4, but Texas got the 3 slot. On Twitter, at Bill is King. Vince said, hey, Bill, Vanderbilt is now 0-11, and the winless streak continues in conference play. Vanderbilt basketball is so irrelevant, I didn't even know they were playing, okay? Vanderbilt basketball, Memorial Magic, all of that is not a thing. I'm serious. I didn't even know they were playing. They're so bad. He goes on to say, Vince does, I think Cosby was dressed up as Smokey, the mascot, last night. He might have been. I don't think he was there. I think he sold us tickets. I think he got several hundred bucks for a crappy conference game because Thompson Bowling right now in Knoxville is rocking. It is a big-time event right now. Basketball on Rocky Top is a big-time thing right now. I think he sold his tickets and went to Calhoun's, ordered the ribs, and had a few dickles, probably several, and then got Uber to take him home, he and his better half, which he says is a very attractive Asian lady. Jim in West Palm says, Bill, Aggies need to win the recruiting battles because they will never win an Natty. That's Jim going after KKL right there. Jim with a direct troll shot at KKL right there. It'll be hard to win an Natty there because you've got Alabama sitting there in your same neighborhood. Now, it doesn't mean they can't be really good, but to win a Natty there, you've got a lot of obstruction. if you're A&M. You've also got a lot of resources to be in the hunt to do something like that. It works both ways. Gator Dave says, Bill, just able to tune in, but letting you know Grantham is not taking the Bengals job. He's staying at Florida. Yeah, I saw that, and I appreciate you bringing that up. I thought he might leave. He is itinerant. Grantham is. He's a guy that's flighty. But he's staying. Have you seen this? Speaking of, I tell you what, let me tease it. Did you see yesterday, everybody, that Jim Leavitt is out at Oregon? Did you see that? The timing is interesting there after signing day or the signing. I guess we're still in the signing period. I hate the term signing day because that's not what it is. But anyways, Leavitt and Mario Cristobal aren't best friends. Did you get the memo on that one, everybody? Leavitt shown the door in Oregon. He will not be coaching at Outzen Stadium anymore. Jim Leavitt, who's a very good defensive coordinator, even though the Ducks weren't all that good defensively this last year, but nonetheless. We'll talk about it. Okay, let me tease that. We'll talk about it when we come back. Anything, we got a lot of latitude today. Anywhere you want to go, as long as you stay in our solar system, and I think you know where that is. 888-702-5494. Bottom of the hour break, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on I-40 West at 2nd Avenue. 40 is also slammed at the Eastern Split with a wreck where Fessler's meets Lebanon Pike. Keeping an eye on I-24 with crashes at Old Hickory Boulevard and on Briley near the airport. The wreck on Gallatin Pike South in the southbound lane is still around Spring Hill Cemetery. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. Two men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. Our thoughts and prayers are with you as you defend our freedom. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, thanking the men and women of our military for their service and wishing everyone a happy and healthy 2019.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
We'll be right by Music City, Todd, tomorrow at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Love that place. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Billis King. So let's get into the politics of Oregon real quick. Jim Leavitt gets run out of town. Now, let me give you a little backstory on this. And this does involve Willie Taggart. Some, now not that he just got fired at Oregon, but Willie Taggart comes into this conversation, the failing coach at Florida State. Willie Taggart gets the job at Oregon and coaches the 17th season. He hires Jim Leavitt to coach the defensive coordinator from Colorado, who was on Mike McIntyre's staff. Did a good job there. And he brings Mario Cristobal in there, too. When Willie gets the itch to go to Florida State, and got to remember now, Jimmy Sexton is Willie's agent, and Jimmy just abused Oregon. I mean, just abused them every which way he could. He violated them, basically, and got a sweet deal to get him back to Florida and coach Florida State. Rob Mullen, the AD at Oregon, was in a pinch because he had given Mark Helfrich prior to Taggart a big number, big contract extension, which turned out to be a catastrophe. So he had to go to the sugar daddies and raise the money to get Helfrich paid off to go hire a new coach, which ended up being, again, Willie Taggart. And it was $8 million. Now, again, Oregon's got Nike money. A lot of people have Nike money, but Phil Knight, the CEO, is an Oregon guy. That is his team. First and foremost, he's an Oregon Duck. So Mullen looks bad here because the Helfrich thing did not work out. And he had given him an extension, and now they have to pay him off. And then they go get Willie Taggart, and he won and duns him. And Jimmy Sexton basically bends them over a barrel, okay? So now he's got to go get a coach. And he interviews two coaches already on the staff, Mario Cristobal and Jim Leavitt, both who want that job desperately. And he settles on Cristobal. He retains Leavitt, too, but these guys aren't good buddies, Cristobal and Leavitt. And now you've got the personal angle of this because one beat the other one out for the job. So it's always going to be personal. And they sign Leavitt up. Now, listen to this. Leavitt gets a, because Willie wanted Leavitt to come back to Tallahassee. And basically what happened is Leavitt used it as leverage and got a four-year deal, an assistant coach now, for $1.7 a year. Leavitt used his leverage to his advantage, even though he was very ticked off that Cristobal got the job. So again, these guys are coexisting, but they're not buddies per se. And Leavitt, after 1 year and just recently getting through this signing class, which Oregon had a really good signing class, signed the number one player in America, Kayvon Thibodeau. It came to an abrupt halt here, and Leavitt gets run out of town. Cristobal can't coexist with him because of the personal feelings. So they owe him 3 years. That's left on that contract, which is 1.7 a year. So best I can tell, they owe him a little over $5 million, Leavitt, an assistant coach. Now, I don't know if he's got an offset in his contract or not. If he's smart, he doesn't. If his agent is smart, who is Leavitt's agent? I don't know. I don't know if he's got Jimmy. Jimmy, too. I don't know. It would make sense. And they're hiring from within. Who is the coach? Keith Hayward, I think, who's on the staff. I don't know him. I know he'd been at Louisville, but I don't know him. He'd been hired to be the safeties coach, but they're going to elevate him to be the coordinator. So, yeah, Rob Mullen, the AD at Oregon, has had a lot of things going on there. Again, he makes the mistake of believing in Mark Helfrich, makes the mistake of hiring Willie Taggart, loses Willie after a year to Florida State, interviews two current members of the staff, Cristobal and Leavitt, settles on Cristobal. Those two don't coincide very well. Has to run Leavitt after 1 year because they can't coexist. Got to pay him off $5 million. Sounds like Oregon is the Tennessee of payoffs. Doesn't it? How about that? And now there is a good defensive coordinator, Jim Leavitt, out there. If any of you who aren't playing good defense right now need a coordinator, there's a guy on the loose right now, Jim Leavitt, who's owed a lot of money but is a good coordinator. You could probably get him. Now, you're going to have to write a big check to get him. But most of you have athletic departments that have the resources to write some checks, right? That's the story behind that one. In case you're wondering. In case you're wanting to know what really happened there. That's what really happened there. And here's the thing. If I wonder now if Grantham would have left Florida, which, again, the news is he's staying. He interviewed with Cincinnati but has opted not to take the job. Now, I don't know. Do we know whether he was offered that job or not? I don't know. But regardless, he's staying at Florida, it sounds like. And here's my thing. If he would have left, would they have gone after Leavitt? I don't know, but, I mean, there's a good coach on the loose there. Just saying. Oh, we've got more. We've got more to talk about. When Gabe DeArmond comes on, he's with Power Mizzou. We got a couple of things. They got hit by the NCAA, and three teams are getting docked postseason. Football, baseball, and softball. But the other thing is, Barry Odom is saying that, hey, I'm pretty ticked off right now because our rising senior class is getting poached. I'm having to re-recruit players who have been on this campus for a few years because of the NCAA rule, which says that if your remaining eligibility involves no postseason because of NCAA violations, you can transfer unabated. Now, that's not a new rule. That's a long-time rule. That's not a recent upgraded rule or change. That's been the case a long time. And his senior class is getting poached, but he got specific. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know who the top poacher is? Tennessee. That's right. Tennessee. So he's calling out Jeremy Pruitt, Barry Odom, which is interesting. Vols getting all after that Missouri rising senior class. He also took a shot. He said something like, here we've got a team that we just beat 51-17, and they're poaching our players like that destination is better than where they are right now. We just beat them 51-17. That's what he said. I'm paraphrasing. That's not the exact wording, but that was the shot he took. So it's getting personal, baby. We got a lot of good snits going on right now, don't we? Yeah, Barry Odom calling out. Now, he never mentioned Jeremy. I tell you what, that'd be a pretty good fight, wouldn't it? Barry Odom's kind of a tough guy. I mean, linebacker guy. Jeremy Pruitt's a country boy. We got a couple of good old country boys going at it here a little bit, right? I don't think either would back down. Jeremy's going to out-recruit Odom. Odom beat the crap out of him this year, true. But Jeremy will out-recruit him. Given time. So Odom's not happy. But here's the thing about it. If you're Missouri, it's not against the rules. NCAA rules say that the rising senior class at a school that has 1 year postseason probation can, in an unfettered way, transfer. So it might tick you off if you're Missouri, but it's not against the rules. Matter of fact, I don't even think it's an unwritten rule, right? I'm just saying. If they poach your players, it's well within the rules. I mean, let's think about this now, everybody. In this day in time, in recruiting and transfers and everything else, everything's fair game. You think when somebody commits in recruiting, other teams give up? No. I mean, we've got flips all the time, left and right, correct? Every school. Lose them, get them. We got people flipping all the time. There used to be, I can tell you the exact time, there used to be an unwritten rule until about 92. And again, it wasn't a formal rule. I'm just saying it was an agreement that everybody kind of had half-heartedly. That if a coach left a school, head coach, assistant coach, didn't matter, and you go to another school, you don't recruit the guys either on the team or that you were recruiting. That was a rule. Well, no. That was an unwritten rule. It was well-known, though. We talked about it. I talked to coaches about it. It was considered uncouth. It was considered immoral. Not really immoral, but you know what I mean. It was considered not the right way to go about business. And, somewhere around early 90s, mid-early 90s, that ended. That did. That. You leave a place, everything's fair game. And today, everything is even more so fair game, literally. Interesting times, though. Hey, let me tell you about tickets. Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. And remember, take the name Bill is King. That is one word. Bill is King. Put that name in the promo code box. Put it in the promo code box, and you will get a discount. 5% off. Bill is King in the promo code box. And you'll be happy. Yeah. Any sporting event, college or pro, does not matter. Doesn't matter what season. Doesn't matter what team. Doesn't matter where you're at. PrimoSeats.com. Use the name Bill is King. That includes non-sporting events, concerts. I say concerts because I hear about that more than anything else when it comes to non-sporting events. You folks like going to concerts. You need tickets. You want to be frugal. You want to get the right price for the right ticket, and you want to be treated right. And you want the customer relations to be very, very good. You're going to get all of that at Primo Seats. PrimoSeats.com for all your ticket needs. Use the name Bill is King. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Keeping an eye on that crash with injuries on I-40 West at 2nd Avenue. I-40 is also slammed at the Eastern Split with two wrecks on Fessler's Lane. I-24 dealing with crashes at Old Hickory Boulevard and on Briley near the airport. Business owners, you could be missing $15,000 in new business. Call iTex, Tennessee's largest barter exchange, at 615-579-8568. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Nashville Predators look to end a three-game winless streak in which they are 0-2-1. They're minus 165 moneyline favorites at Bridgestone tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. The total is 5.5, juiced on the over. Tennessee with a win over South Carolina, 85-73 last night, 19th straight win for the Vols, but they failed to cover the 15.5-point spread as the Gamecocks covered by 3.5 points. Western Kentucky, 11.5-point favorite at home at Middle Tennessee State. Austin Peay hosting Murray State as 1-point underdogs. Belmont favored by 12.5 at Tennessee State. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Nashville is home to great music and great times. Pickers Vodka pays tribute to both and is made right here in Music City. This premium vodka is distilled 11 times from non-GMO corn and gluten-free. Pickers Vodka is available in original, blood orange, pineapple, and blueberry. Stop by your local retailer and pick up a bottle of Pickers Vodka today.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa know-how.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Increasing cloud sunshine today, high 59. Could see shower activity this evening, low 45. Watch for localized flooding. Mostly cloudy chance of showers on Friday, high 52. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
And the Cosby Cattle. Yeah, add that to the list. 888-702-5494 on Twitter, Billis King. Let's get a call here. Coach Marshall, what is happening, sir?
Bill, thanks for giving me some time here. You doing all right this morning?
I am well, sir. Appreciate it.
You know, going back to the Jeremy Pruitt story, could we say he may be learning from the best there? Well, wasn't there a time where Phil couldn't go into the state of Alabama?
Yeah. Now that was over the Albert Means thing and the threat of getting handed a subpoena. Is that what you mean back then?
Yeah. Remember back when the whole state of Alabama hated Phil Fulmer?
Yeah. Yep, and they really still do. It's just not all that current because they're winning big now. But, yeah, that Feinbaum literally did about a three-year show. I'm not kidding, on that one subject. I mean, literally every day, every hour on that topic.
Yeah, so Jeremy may be held in the same esteem in the state of Missouri right now.
That's a good point. Now, I don't know how much they do up in Missouri. Jeremy's all smitten with Georgia. Jeremy's a big Georgia guy. But, no, good point. And look, Barry Odom's no slouch, so we may have a little something going on here.
Yes, good. Makes those games more interesting coming up in the fall, won't it?
Well, Vols need to get competitive in that game.
You're right. Hey, one more thing. What do you think about Vandy? 0-11 now in the SEC.
Vince brought that up this morning. And Marshall, I swear to you, Vanderbilt basketball has become so irrelevant to me that I didn't even know they played and lost until I saw that tweet.
I watched about 2 minutes and had to turn it off. It was so bad.
Wow.
I know. But the Vols are kind of like you said the other day, it's kind of like reverse. Vanderbilt's become, used to be Vandy good in basketball, and the Vols down. Now it's reverse, isn't it?
And they're sustaining it. I mean, they looked really good last night.
Yes, they did. They're very well coached and play very hard.
All right, Coach. Be good, sir.
All right. See you, Bill. Have a good day, brother.
You too. Appreciate it very much. Coach Marshall checking in. Yeah, the Vols. The Cosby Cattleman School. Let me ask you this. Will Vols basketball force the Cosby Cattleman to take a more positive approach to his school? Because you know the Cosby Cattleman. He's like all of you in only one way. He's got a team. That's the only way he compares to any of you. He's got a team. His team is Tennessee. Now, as opposed to all of you, he very rarely, if ever, has a good thing to say about any of the teams at his school, Tennessee. He loves Tennessee, except he hates everything about him, if that makes sense. That's the Cosby Cattleman. He's not like any of you. Most of you are somewhat similar. You've got a team, and for the most part, you protect that team. And for the most part, you try and stay positive. Unless you just got no other choice. It's your team. It's your family. Okay? You treat it like family. It's your team. And you protect that team best you can. Not the Cosby Cattleman. No. He hates everything about Tennessee, but he loves the place. But do you think that this sustained basketball success... Got to remember, they won the regular season last year. They were Final Four good enough. They didn't get there last year. This year, they're repeating. They're well coached. Their players are good. Now, none of them were big-name recruits, but they've turned out well. Will that force him eventually to become like a Vol shill? I hope not. I don't want to hear the Cosby Cattleman drooling all over Tennessee. Do you? That ruins the shtick. I don't think he'll do that. He's put 20-something years into his demeanor, if you will. I don't think he's going to shift now. I hope not. I sure hope not. Randy says, Bill, does Cosby really like Lane Kiffin, or is that just a bunch of sarcasm? No, it's true. See, that's another thing about him. You folks remember, I mean, you can go to YouTube and find the video. When Lane Kiffin won and done Tennessee, Vol fans literally took to the streets with pitchforks. I mean, it was literally a riot. They were so mad at Kiffin because they fell in love with him. This young, pretty boy who brought his superstar defensive coordinator dad in there was going to marry you and be with you forever. The vows were till death do us part. And less than a year out, he's bailing. But see, that's the way Cosby Cattleman's different. That didn't That didn't hurt, hurt him, but he loves Kiffin. Now, that's real. Chris Landry's on the other side. LandryFootball.com. Coming right back.